In the vast wasteland of schlocky pop songs, bad poetry, with its themes of love, loss, and lust, continues to be set to bubblegum music. But every once in a while, a band comes along with the knack for creating vivid characters and telling a good story.
He was killed by a cellular phone explosion. They scattered his ashes across the ocean. The water was used to make baby lotion. The wheels of promotion were set into motion. But the sun still shines in the summertime. I'll be yours.
The group Fountains of Wayne has been performing little pop gems since 1996, when songwriters Chris Collingwood and Adam Schlesinger released the band's first CD. Their third, Welcome Interstate Managers, has just been released on S-Curve Records. The band's name came from a lawn ornament shop in Wayne, New Jersey, immortalized in an episode of the HBO TV series The Sopranos.
May I help you with something?
Yeah, I need a piece of this, about this long. Unless you want to come over to my house, check out my bird bed. Make sure it's up to code first.
I'll check the computer.
My name is Chris, and I am a singer and songwriter and guitar player from Fountains of Wayne.
And my name is Adam, a bass player and also a songwriter, sometimes a background vocal singer as well.
Your newest CD is Welcome Interstate Managers. There seem to be armies of young men and women in business clothes making their way through life, and it has an appeal, I would think. Is that where you go? I mean, you find a character and write about them? It's a story? It's a little bio in music?
I think sometimes that's what we do. I mean, there are certain songs of ours that are actually just about our own personal experiences, but more often than not, we treat it more as storytelling, and we like to invent characters. I think that throws people, at least in this country, sometimes, because that's not maybe so typical of American bands. People just assume that anything you're singing is about yourself.
I'm usually just so high that I don't remember where it came from.
Chris, you were a computer programmer?
Yes, ma'am.
Is this where a lot of these business references come from? I mean, particularly Bright Future in Sales, we are imagining.
That's actually one of Adam's. But,
Is it?
Both of us actually slogged it out doing temp jobs for several years before we had any sort of success doing music. So we both kind of have like very cynical takes on the business world.
Adam, tell us about this one.
Well, even though I wrote it, I think maybe I was thinking about the fact that Chris was named Temp of the Month, I think, three times. He was a very good temp. Nobody ever wanted to let him leave their office.
Sleeping on a planner at the Port Authority, waiting for my bus to come. Seven scotch and sodas at the office party. Now I don't remember where I'm from.
I don't know. You know, again, it was just a story that it's just about a guy who's obviously drinking his way through the day, trying to get his act together and not succeeding.
And if I make it home alive, I'm gonna get my sh** together. Cause I can't live like this forever. I know I've come too far and I don't wanna fail. I got a new computer and a bright future in sales, yeah. A bright future in sales, yeah.
You know, the funny thing is that even though now we don't work in offices, everybody has sort of a daily grind that they live through, even if you're in a rock band or whatever you might do. So it's you know, some of that stuff's kind of universal anyway, even if the setting of the song is a little different.
Working all day for a mean little guy with a bad toupee and a soup stain tie. He's got me running around the office like a turtle on a wheel. He can tell me what to do, but he can't tell me what to feel. Hey, Julie, look what they're doing to me, trying to trip me up, trying to wear me down. Julie, I swear it's so hard to bear it, and I'd never make it through without you around. No, I'd never make it through without you around. No, I'd never make it through without you around.
As a mother of some 20-somethings, I was particularly intrigued with your...
That's a lot of kids.
Yeah. only two 20-somethings. Maybe I should qualify that.
Sorry,
that statement. That's quite all right. And Stacy's mom really got to me as I was driving.
Stop flummoxing.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to flummox anyone.
No, it's
there.
Quite all right. It makes me smile. It's a little twisted.
No, it is. It is, definitely. I mean, there's hopefully a sense of innocence a little bit in that song.
Stacy, do you remember when I mowed your lawn? Mowed your lawn. Your mom came out with just a towel. Tell she liked me from the way she stared. And the way she said, you missed a spot over there.
You know, it was supposed to kind of be about that age where suddenly you just are attracted to everyone for a few years. And I mean, one of my best friends actually announced to me when he was about 12 that he thought my grandmother was hot. And I was kind of appalled by that thought.
But his grandmother was hot, though.
She was, I admit it, but, you know, I didn't want to hear it from my best friend at age 12.
It's a fine little pop song, that one. Hackensack, however, could really...
is not a fine pop song.
Horrible pop song.
No.
Needs work.
No. It's a lovely song. But on the other hand, Hackensack could really get into the realm of stalking. I'm trying to figure out what the story is that you're telling here.
I think it's more innocent than that. I mean, the character in that song is just saying, well, I'll still be here if you ever come home. I mean, mm-hmm. If he was a stalker, he would be saying, I'm going to track you down and go to where you are.
Well, true.
But I mean, you know, the story is more about he's back in their hometown and she's gone off and he still thinks about her.
Now I see your face in the strangest places, movies and magazines. I saw you talking to Christopher Walken on my TV screen. But I will wait for you as long as I need to. And if you ever get back to Hackensack, I'll be here for you.
Did you share a taste in music? Were you influenced by the same people growing up?
Oddly enough, no. Like when we were in school, when Adam and I first met, like you were really into like the Police and stuff, right? And I was listening to all this Britpop, like Aztec Camera and the Smiths.
I think the only thing we had in common at that point was the Beatles. We both loved the Beatles, but I think Chris turned me onto a lot of stuff that I wasn't aware of. Stuff that was kind of more songwriter based.
What kind of music, Chris, did you turn him onto?
You know, Ernest Borgnine. Don Knotts.
William Shatner.
Early Don Knotts.
Shatner. Oh, that was a good one.
Right.
Actually, at the time I was really into Aztec Camera.
Mm. Billy Bragg.
Ray Davies with the Kinks is a songwriter, I think, very much in your same vein. He's someone who will take characters and situations and write songs about them.
Yeah. I mean, someone like that's really inspiring to us also because, you know, he wrote a lot of songs about the places that he knew, and I think that was a big turning point for us as songwriters when we realized that we could write about our own experiences and that was a valid thing to write about. Mm. You know, and when you first start out, you feel like you have to maybe hide your own background or you have to write about big grand themes or, you know, sing about like the wind and the sea or something. And you know, when we
Bono.
Yeah, when we started writing about things we actually knew, our songs instantly got a lot better.
Sitting in traffic on the Tappan Zee, 50 million people out in front of me, trying to cross the water, but it just might be a while. Rain's coming down, I can't see a thing. Radio's broken, so I'm whistling. New York to Nyack feels like 100 miles. It's not right, it's not fair.
So concert tour in July in the United States. New CD. And your fans have waited a long time for this third album of yours.
All six of them. Every time we put a record out, my mother goes out and buys a lot of copies where she lives, and then the record company always says, there's a big sales spike in northern New Jersey this week. Something's obviously going on there.
That's the weirdest thing. Like, right? She thinks by buying like 12 records like in right. North Jersey, it's going to make a difference.
Yeah, but it does, doesn't it?
That's the sad part.
Yeah. Doubles our sales for that week.
Yeah. Chris Collingwood, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Adam Schlesinger, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
They are the two founders of Fountains of Wayne, and they have a new CD out, and it's called Welcome Interstate Managers, and they joined us from our New York bureau. Good luck with your tour, and good luck with the sales of this record in the rest of the country.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.